Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Oh, wonderful. Can't complain.
Oh, well, that's good because I ain't got no time to listen to no complaints.
Well, welcome to Talking with Mon and Z.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what you been up to?
Are you eating?
I just shoved something in my mouth and I took it out.
Oh, because I hear you smacking big time. what you over there grabbing on all good?
I'm not even going to say a carrot.
Oh, it's not beets?
No, not today.
Oh, okay.
Not today. Trying not to cough.
How's that going?
Well, it's hard way.
Oh, okay.
You know how people say it's allergies.
Yeah, it is allergy season. Everybody I know is having problems. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This has been some morning. Oh, my God, that child. She slept on the fluffy pillows and woke up with a crooked neck, and it was so crooked that the side of her neck it was all hard and had a knot in it. And I'm like, oh God, this kid. And she's such a drama queen. So she was screaming and hollering, and we went to the ER twice and never made it out of the car, ended up coming back. So this time she was healed by the time we got there. So we came on back. So she's in her room resting, so she'll recover.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Whew. I'm glad. I remember those days waking up something wrong.
Yeah. Like I have acid reflux, so I have to sleep on those double pillows. But I don't. I wake up choking and gasping for air. So I just can't lay flat. But then she likes them too. But I'm like, you can't. Your little neck can't handle the fluff. So she have to sleep on the old flat ones.
Oh, my God. I need one of those pillows because I'd be waking up choking and everything.
Yeah, that's that acid reflux. You know, I just all of a sudden start going through that. I mean, a couple of times, I got strangled. It wakes me right out of my sleep, gasping for air. It's scary.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so take care of yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, all I know today is fall weather.
It is fall weather. My Hooper friends invited me out to hoop, but I don't do cold. They know I don't do cold. Plus, it's like an hour and a half away. I just don't feel like it. I mean, I miss my Hooper friends, and shout out to them because I love them dearly. But I just don't feel like driving that far all the time, you know. And I'm the only one who lives down here, so it's always me the one doing the traveling. But I just don't feel up to driving that far after driving an hour to work every day. So that's that. I don't want to sit here and whine all day.
Oh, well, we got to find you a Hooper friend down here so y'all can ride up there together.
Yeah, I don't know who that's going to be. I've been trying that for years. But anybody willing to learn, hit me a shout out. I sure hook you up with a hoop and we can go.
I can't hoop. Actually, you just seen my skills of hooping.
Yeah, I don't think you really gave it a try.
I did. I came to lessons and everything.
Well, you know, it took me 2 months before I was able to keep it up, so.
Oh, well, I thought you just pick it up right away. I didn't know it was 2 months.
No, it's a process. It's a process. And then you have to have the interest. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about you, and I just open these cashews and start eating them.
Yeah. I know. About me, you
study. I'm going to just start smacking. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying not to be so rude. My mom did teach me better.
Yeah, well, I wasn't rude. The phone call came too fast for me.
Oh, okay.
Well, I call it the phone call, oh, boy. So, now that it's fall, what are your plans? What have you been doing this, you know, like last year around fall time? What do you usually do?
I don't usually have a routine. Like, this year, like, my goal is to declutter this house. And I have been doing some seriously decluttering. So, I'm more than 50% done. But I've been getting it done. We've been working over here. Mm-hmm. And I got me a new pantry from it and everything.
Yeah, I think maybe I need to go down to my storage and get some of that stuff and start decluttering my storage so I can stop paying for two of them.
Oh, yeah. You probably got a lot of stuff. You probably could just narrow it down to one if you really got in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of them is an old one. I need to get in there, and that's from my house. It's not a lot of stuff. You can, you know, see a lot in there. Mm-hmm. So I just need some green bags and stuff, but I can just start bringing it over here where I live.
No, I went to Walmart and got the contractor bags.
What are they called? Contractor.
Mm-hmm, contractor, because all the material and debris that use contractors use, these are very mm-hmm. strong bags and they're big.
Oh, okay.
You know, if I got them, they weren't that expensive.
Well, I gotta wait until I till a job start for me.
Oh, okay.
So I'm waiting on that, and then once that happens, I'll be on the move again.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be like, "Where is where's she at?" And I'll be, "What? Want to move?"
Yeah, I was wondering what happened to you this morning. I said, "I ain't heard nothing from Z." But I guess she's waiting for me to get up, and I had got up early. You know, I like to hit the street. But mm-hmm. the whining starts as soon as I woke up. So I was like, I guess I ain't going nowhere. Thought it was my day off, but I guess not.
Well, I got schoolwork to do, too, because my college courses end in December. So I have papers that I already start writing, but I have to make sure I get every course done. Because last month, I was all like, did I get that done? Did I get that done in that class? So I'm trying to, like, work on one class a day so I can get it done.
Oh, that's good. I got one class I need to finish. And it's a struggle. The instructor has such monotone. I can't really stand the sound of her voice. But I need to just buckle down, just get it done. This one class is through Yale. But I just need to get it done.
Well, one class go real fast because I interact and talk. I think I talk too much. But I interact in the class. And it goes real fast in my Tuesday class. And then my education psychology class. I mean, he's a really good teacher, but no one really interact. And it's like 27 students. And it's like, why aren't these people interacting? So that's like the bulk. And then I just talked to my daughter and we talked about the wedding. So I'm trying to figure out how to help with the wedding. And then she's moving. And she's like, how do you have a housewarming? She's like, I didn't even have a housewarming party. I said, it's COVID. Who coming?
Yeah.
And she already told me what she wanted. I said, well, you know, you got to wait. She's like, but I need it now. And I said, well, you asking the wrong one.
She need to do an Amazon list and do an online one. That's what they're doing now.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think. I'm going to tell her that, too. I'm going
to
write that down.
You go down. You go to Amazon and you do.
She already sent me what she wanted. So make an Amazon list.
She make an Amazon list. And then you invite all your friends, send invitations, and they buy it for you. Do a virtual home warming.
Oh, okay.
One of my friends did that.
But I told her it should be afterwards. Like when she moved in. But she's like, and then I was like, well, maybe not. I don't know.
Girl, I don't know the rules of anything now. If everything's unchanged, I guess if she wants it now, I guess it's now time to do it before Christmas hit.
Well, you know what I told her? Mm-mm. I said, go buy it. And once you buy it, I said, once I start working, I'll reimburse you. Because I know she really wanted it. But it's not the same, I guess, than someone else getting it.
No, it's never the same when you got to spend your own money.
But you're getting your money back. Because her birthday came and I just paid something for her birthday.
Oh, okay.
And she waited for that. And I told her, wait for this too. But that's a good idea.
Yeah, everything. They're doing it like that.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not just her. It's her.
She can invite all her friends to a Zoom meeting. If she got more than what Zoom can handle, she could do two Zoom meetings and say, I'm having a virtual home warming. I'm having an Amazon thing and I'm sending you the link and just do it like that. That way she can hit everybody in town, out town, and everywhere.
First of all, she got her circle small. She got a small circle.
Better yet.
Mm-hmm. So I'm happy.
That's good.
I'm happy because my grass got cut. And I'm like,
oh, you know what?
I was kind of worried there. I thought I was going to get fined because that grass was kind of hot.
Oh, okay. I cut my last grass, but I probably can do another cut. But I'll wait till we get a warm day. It stopped growing, so I got some time. But as long as my front yard looks good, which is where you can see, I try to keep that really nice.
Did you buy any mums?
Mums yet, but I did get I took my decorations I had and put them out. But I didn't buy Mums yet. But I need to get some.
I know. That's why I got to go to storage to get my decorations, because now is decoration time.
Okay.
And see what else I got to do with the storage.
Christmas is coming. And I'm like, I don't even know what to get Todd. All she wanted is an Xbox, but I'm trying to get her dad to get her that. And then if she doesn't get that, I don't know. I usually do a lot of filler gifts. I don't know. But I don't know. She could always use another mannequin head because she's really like doing hair. But yeah, she's pretty content with everything. You know, the kid that has everything, what do you get them?
I don't know, because my kids never was the ones that had everything. They were. I was always standing in line trying to buy certain things for Christmas time out there freezing. Mm-hmm.
No, my spoiled brats always had. They had stuff to the point they didn't want anything. Christmas was like, I got everything. I don't want anything.
No, mine was. If anybody said, "Were you ever poor?" they could say, "Yep."
Yeah.
Or not had, that's it. Now, especially with sneakers and clothes and name brand, nah, they got one good pair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sneakers, and then the rest I pay less. I think I talked about that, pay less.
Yeah,
but now it's they're older now, so they don't expect much from me. I give gift cards.
Yeah, that always work.
I give gift cards. And we make gift baskets for other people, like put our money together and we buy something. And then we have our little party with a family that we're close to. And also Christmas time, we would try to get like a child off of the tree.
Oh, okay.
Like, the banks that have like a little, you know, a name of how old the child is. And we would buy gifts for the child off the tree. Because I try to tell my kids when it's Christmas time, always give back. And they like the tree. Like one time we was in ShopRite, we got somebody's name.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that for Christmas. I always try to give back to the community. I try to tell them that too.
You do a lot of community events. I used to do a lot of like free events for the community, but I've never like, volunteered. But like I used to do, like in the summertime, I always did the play streets.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And I always did that, but that's about it.
Well, that was giving back your time. You know, that was a good thing. I don't know. I just love this weather, and I'm trying to figure out what am I going to do? I shouldn't be sitting in the house and say, well, maybe I'll sit out back and read my school book.
Mm-hmm.
At least I'm enjoying the weather with my sweater on. So I'm trying to figure out where am I going to go buy a nice sweater? Like one that I can like wrap myself in.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted, a big chunky sweater. I found a big chunky like sweatshirt top that I like. It's really long. It could be a dress, but it's very oversized and I like to lounge in that. But yeah.
I'm going to watch QVC and HSN. They put up some good clothing.
Yeah. Or Amazon or Walmart. Walmart's my go-to for everything. My style is Walmart. Walmart and Ross. That's the only places I shop. And for Todd, I shop at Ross for her. Not Ross. Rainbow, because they have stylish clothes. And I think the other shop is called Deb. I don't think it's called Deb. It's not Forever 21. I can't think of it. But it's in the mall. But those are stores I shop for her.
Is Deb still around?
What's that one in the mall that has all the girls' clothes? It's not Old Navy. It's like it looks like Forever 21, but it's not. Forget what the name of it is. But that's where I used to get her clothes from. Because she's done out. She outgrew kids' clothes. I try her with Walmart, but I have to size her because she's tall as me and. She got little hips and stuff, so I have to accommodate all that. So I have to find a nice place, reasonable place for her to shop because with school, she uses a uniform, so she don't need a lot of clothes. But when she visits and stuff, I like to have her looking nice, and I don't like her to wear the same thing year after year because I only have her so she can do a little better.
Well, I know one year my daughter, she for some reason she liked the flea markets. The thrift shops.
Oh my god! I am the worst thrift shopper.
She loved thrift shop, and she loved the clothes from thrift shop. She would be in there going through stuff until she find the right stuff she wanted, and she would put her stuff together, and it looked really nice. So she was thrift shop.
That's talent.
Yes. That's the one that's engaged. That's so yeah, she still like thrift shops.
I know a lot of people do. I just don't know how to do it. I'm just not good at it. I look through it. The smell alone sometimes deter me. And I'd be like, junk, junk, junk. Nope, junk, junk. I just don't have that vision. But sure, a lot of good stuff is in there. I just don't know how to shop.
I just walk around. I never pick nothing up because, you know.
I did get a couple of trench coats from there.
Who wears trench coats?
I do. My little lady I used to watch, she was good at getting trench coats. She wore some nice ones. And she's a good thrifter. I would look in there and I'd be like, I don't see nothing. She come out with a cart full. I'm like, what the heck did you even find to buy? And she would shop and find stuff.
Yeah, that's one thing around this time. You know, people be selling stuff outside.
Yeah. Stops. I like places like Cowtown and stuff. But I never buy clothes from there.
What, Cowtown? Mm-hmm. I remember my cousin told me that his dad would take him shopping there.
I know. We used to go school shopping there, too.
Mm-hmm. I went to Cowtown to buy the donuts. The little ones out from the Amish people.
Yeah, I would get
chicken and stuff down there.
Donuts and chicken wings.
Yes. I would go there just to get that. And walk around and look. I went down there with my aunt last year.
It's always good to get gloves, hats, and socks from there. I used to get pocketbooks, but I'm not into pocketbooks no more.
So they don't have pocketbooks down there?
They have it, but I'm just not into them no more. So I used to get pocketbooks, but I'm not into pocketbooks no more.
Oh. I got a pocketbook, a couple of them. But I'm not into anything. You know, I don't. Just constantly buying though.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not designer girl, I'm simple girl.
That's your dogs back there talking to you.
Yeah, that's me, my squeaky table. They're actually quiet looking. Chloe's the one that usually be cutting up, but she's looking up just looking. She's not making no noise.
Okay. What, you going to get a new table after all this decluttering? Or are you still going to hold on to
it? You know, this table is so old. This table, my aunt used to live here, and this was her table. And we have many Thanksgivings on this table. And I just never seen the chairs have torn up. I probably could get some chairs for it. But, no, I have no, I don't think I'm getting a new table no time soon. I need to help my daughter get a table because we're supposed to be going to her house for Thanksgiving. And she has everything but a dining table. So I think I'm trying to help her get a table so we can have it for Thanksgiving. So I got to get on the ball.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there's always, do Ollie's sell table? Ollie's, Bob's, Big Lots got nice stuff. I went in there. Big Lots.
I know. I guess I could get it, pick one out and get it delivered.
Yeah, Big Lots. All kinds of stuff.
Cause she didn't want nothing really fancy, just a table.
Mm-hmm. Well, they not fancy. They got just a table, but then they have tables with those high chairs. I went to my brother's house and his wife, their dining room table have those high chairs, and I don't like those high chairs. I don't like sitting in them. I just feel like my feet gonna go to sleep.
Oh, okay. Like those stools, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
High up, but they're chairs.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Back to it, and I'm like, I feel like my feet going to start dangling. I'm gonna fall over.
Yeah, they're uncomfortable to get on. They're hard to get on and get off.
So I went and I was just sat in their kitchen at the kitchen tables.
Oh,
I said, y'all go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, that's the kind of chairs my daughter has too.
Yeah, I haven't even replaced the chairs in here because I hadn't thought about it because I do everything in my bedroom, which I'm trying to get out of. because we never eat at the table. Even when my kids were little, we never really sat around the table. I would fix the food, put it on the table. They would grab their plates and everybody go to their room. That's just how we were. And I still continue the same practice. I eat in my room all the time, so I wasn't even thinking about that. But now I'm trying to utilize more in the house. So I'm going to start eating dinners at the kitchen and instead of doing less in my room.
Oh, when I had my house, we had the kitchen table. That's where we ate because we sat there and we ate and talked. But what happened was when they got older, like teenage years, you know, I didn't see them. They would eat and we ate at the table. Yeah, we always ate in the living room. We would watch TV shows because that's what me and my youngest one, we used to have our TV shows. And my oldest one, she was always out and stuff because she was older and hanging out with her friends. And we would watch TV shows together, all of us. We had days we watched TV, we eat. Basically, time we would eat all the time at the tables.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, even now, like, my daughter's like, Mom, why you go upstairs to eat? Because I'm the one want to go now. So I have to sit down there. I was like, oh, okay. But usually I'm grabbing. I want to go in my room.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's me.
But now I was like, oh, so that's good. Thanksgiving. Did you plan on making some food for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I might make the mac and cheese unless she wants to make it and the turkey. And then I'll let her do everything else. But, yeah. You know, it's funny because she never ate that way. When they were little, they always had, I always had to get her Chinese food for Thanksgiving because she wouldn't eat that. And so that's how we used to do. She used to eat Chinese food.
And now what she do? She making the regular?
I don't know if I'll have to talk to her and find out what does she want. Does she want to do the Thanksgiving regular meal or does she even want turkey? So I don't even know. They change so much.
Yeah, like my daughter, when it came down one year, she made the whole Thanksgiving, the turkey, everything for us. And then the following year, we didn't go up to visit. They had fish last year because that's what her fiance wanted fish. So that's what her Thanksgiving was. She made what he wanted. So this year, she says what he wants to eat. And I was like, well, he doesn't have to get turkey just because she inviting us over to her house. I said, yep, just have him whatever you want. We're game for whatever it is because, you know, turkey was traditional. Right. And now he was like, nah, we eat what we want.
Well, that's good.
Well, I'm not making any food.
Oh, you're not going to make any food?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sit there and relax and watch her. She the cook. Now, if they ask me to make something, then I would do it. But I'm not going to volunteer nothing. I'm just going to sit back and say, what y'all want me to do?
Oh, okay.
That's it. If they want me to make a pie, cake, cookies.
Right.
But because they used to complain and say, I don't cook anymore like I used to.
So you're really not doing it now, huh?
It's just me. Like my oldest one, you know, unless I ask before I cook, because before I would cook and then I come back and it's still there. And I'm like, well, no one's eating it.
Yeah, so, that would deter me from cooking too. When you're cooking and nobody wants to eat.
Well, I'll just cook for me. I want to cook some cabbage today.
Are you going to have cabbage today?
I want to, but I don't feel like driving to the store to go get it.
That's how it was. I didn't feel like doing it, going to the store. So I didn't go. Well, it did end up going. Since I was out, I was like, Todd, since we're out, I need to go to the store. She didn't want me to go when she was home. She went, what if my neck hurt and I need you? I'm like, okay. I'm like, I guess I don't need nothing. So I was going to stay. But since we got all the way to the hospital, and then she says, miraculously, her neck started moving again. She was healed. So we went, I said, well, I'm going to the store while I'm out because I'm not coming back out again. We done left the house 3 times a day. So I got that taken care of and picked up. I got those sweet peppers I like to eat with cream cheese and everything but the bagel seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that. Remember I told you I had that call with the nutritionist?
Yes.
She... I told you I really didn't need her because I know what she says. Her verdict was drink more water and try to eat more often. She wants me to eat 1,200 calories. I was like, oh my God. I said, I never eat that much. My limit is usually 800. She said, that's probably part of your problem, that you're under calorie. It's just, I don't even think I could eat 1,200 worth of food. It's just, I don't even, the way I eat, because I have breakfast in the morning before I leave, then I'm taking this kid to school, and I just take a protein shake, because it's not like my break is a cafeteria. I'm sitting in the classroom, and when they have lunch, then that's when I probably eat, but he doesn't eat because he has a feeding tube, so I drink my shake, and then I come home at 4, and then 5 or 6, I eat again. She said, that's too long to go without eating. So that, she said, she thinks that's part of my problem.
Mm.
So I have to carry, I hate carrying a lunch kettle. I hate carrying a water bottle, because I have to get me one that's leak proof, because the one I got, I have to worry about it always being straight up. So that's what I'm gonna try to work this out some kind of way. So that's my goal, I guess, she has for me.
Okay, well, that's good. So you got to eat more calories. So you got to sit down and make you a...
Yeah, because I don't eat meals. Like, I don't eat meals. Like, I'm hungry. I might walk through the kitchen and grab a rice cake and put some cream cheese on it, and then go out my room. And that's a meal. Like, that would be my meal. Then when I get hungry again, I may do that again, or get meat and cheese roll-ups, eat that. I don't actually sit down and have, like, lunch. But dinner, I try to do dinner and breakfast, but I've never been a lunch person, because I used to get up so late that it was almost lunchtime when I got up. So we usually have brunch and then dinner. But she wants me to eat more food and drink more water.
So have you been following along?
I've been trying to drink more water. I don't know about the food part. I don't know. It depends. I don't know about the food part. Well, today would be the only day I can actually eat. So I don't know. I did take yes, I have, because yesterday I took a bag of pretzels and I forgot my protein shake, but I did make the meat and cheese roll up, and I made a little mini lunch kettle. What I did was I took the meat and cheese roll up, put them in a Ziploc bag, and I had these tiny little ice packs. So I put that on top of the outside of the bag and put all that in another baggie. And that way it was like a little lunch thing to keep the meat and cheese cold. And then I took my water bottle that leaks. I just wrapped it up in plastic and took it. So I am trying. So, yeah. And then last night we had hot wings from Wild Wings. And I'll tell you, they're really, really good. But that's probably wasn't the choice that I should have been eating. But I guess that would help me with the calories, because I don't know how else I'm getting it. I just don't see where I can eat 1,200 worth of calories.
Well, you see, what's a high-calorie meal that you can eat?
See, that's the thing. I don't want to eat a high-calorie meal, because that comes with a lot of other stuff. I don't know. Maybe my nutritional outlook is just screwed up.
Well, why didn't you get... She didn't give you any suggestions on the food that you should be eating?
Not really. She just said my protein is good and I eat a lot of vegetables and fruit and stuff. She just said eat more. I was telling her about my banana boats. I keep calling them banana boats, my zucchini boats. But I'm kind of zucchini boat out right now. So I've been trying to eat pasta. Like, I love penne pasta. And I want to try, I want to do a spaghetti squash. I used to eat that in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Well, how many calories is that? I mean, like you said, that's why you have to eat more, because you...
It's stuff I eat don't have enough calories in it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I guess I'll figure something out. I heard our president had the coronavirus.
Mm.
But I'm not surprised, because it seemed like he's always in a lot of open spaces. And that's one thing I don't do. I'm not in open spaces. Like, I even hate going to school with this kid, because that's more people I've been around since this whole virus thing.
Yep.
I just avoid crowds.
Well, he knew. I mean, he knew what he was doing, because he knew it wasn't around. I mean, all of us know this is a pandemic. So he was, talking without his mask, going around without his mask at work. And while he was at work, you know, somebody had it and he was in their face. And I guess they say, hey, I got something for you. So that's how it spreads.
Yeah. So,
I don't know how many people going to be, you know, at his job that's going to get it. But I hope he get okay. You know, he's okay. He's at the top-notch place, so he'll be all right. It's the people who don't have top-notch.
Yes. You know, they have issues. I just don't want it.
Me either.
I don't want it. And here I am, you know, talking about a job, but I need to contribute more to the household, and I want to save, I want to have money in case my car go bloop.
Right.
So, that's it.
Yep.
So, what else you doing today? You going to just sit home and try to get the decluttering? Look, I can't even talk. Decluttering? Ugh. There you go. Decluttering. Done.
Yeah. I think I'm taking a break today because I just don't feel like it.
Oh, okay. So what you going to do? Some, you're not going to be doing your decluttering. You're just going to be chilling.
Netflix and chill. I haven't watched Netflix in a while.
Okay, well, maybe next Von and Z, we talk about Netflix and the movies again.
Yeah, I want to see this Girl in Paris. That must, it's like Sex and the City, but I know I would be disappointed because Sex and the City is like
my You already said you're going to be disappointed. You didn't even give it. Say I'm going to be disappointed.
But don't compare it to Sex and the City. Nothing compares to that. That was like my favorite show of all times.
I didn't watch that show. I like the... I used to watch My Girlfriends.
One of my Hooper friends just texted me and asked me if I was coming today. Todd's not feeling well. I can't take her out in that cold. And I don't do cold. And I don't feel like driving. So I'm not going today.
You know, just let them know. Ty is not feeling good. It's her neck. And then that whole thing that messes up your whole equilibrium, you're off.
Yeah, because it's her neck. I mean, she was really, like, freaking out because she had her neck stuck to one side. She couldn't even turn it straight. And then when you feel her neck, the whole side of her neck was hard. And in the middle, it had a big lump in it. I'm like, you strained that muscle all night. Like, it's going to take a while. And then she's freaking out. So I'm like, let me get this child some Tylenol. It's too early for Benadryl, but I guess I'm just kidding. But I gave her some Tylenol and some Motrin and a heating pad and just had her lay down and it finally started kicking in.
Oh, I remember my daughter, she had to call me up. Well, I think I was working. She had the stomach flu and she's like, Mom, you didn't even come home. You just said, wait till I get home. She said, I'm And then one time, I know this, I'm such a bad. When she was like, I'm sick. And I didn't wake up. They couldn't wake me up. And I was like, why? What was I doing? I didn't wake up, right? Working third shift.
Oh, that's probably why you're so tired.
And then they did her. She had a temp. And so Zanita took care of her.
What sisters are for.
So she took care of her, but she wasn't like a baby or anything. It was teenagers. And then I remember I took her to the doctor and he said she had the flu. I said,
oh God,
the flu. And it was like summer. Who has a flu in the summer?
Did y'all catch it? Because last time we had a flu, we all caught the flu.
Mm-mm. We didn't catch it because I bleached down. As soon as somebody go, I'm bleaching. And then I remember when she had got the shot that they gave the teenagers. I forget which one she had. She broke out in all these pustule-filled bumps.
Oh, my God.
And I blamed it on the injection. They said, oh, no, that didn't have nothing to do with it. I'm like, wait a minute. Yesterday, she was fine. She gets this injection. 2 days later, she breaks out. Oh, no. Something y'all gave her. So she's allergic to it, so she don't have to take anything. And any vaccine, she will be allergic to. So I just... done. Yep, I remember those days when the kids were sick.
Was she like that when she was little with the vaccines?
When she was little? No, she was good. It was just when she got older, you give her something, she breaks out.
Oh, God.
But her dad is allergic to, like, metals. Oh. I mean, he can't wear belts and stuff and jewelry. He's allergic to metals and all kinds of stuff.
Oh.
They got their father's skin. Mm.
That's me, skin issues. Mm-hmm. And I always have to worry about skin issues. And Tasha gets so mad at me. She said, I wish I had skin allergies. I got seasonal allergies and they're the worst. I said, yeah, they are pretty bad. I said, but skin allergies are not good either. I'm allergic to any bug bite. I mean, If a bug bite me, you might just scratch a little bit and that's it. Not me. When a bug bites me, I'm scratching until I draw blood. Like, it just, it starts a chain reaction of hives. It's like a whole thing. So it's, I really have to think about it. That's why when I swell up for them cherries, I mean, I got cellulitis. I'm like, what the heck? And then you see my, I broke all wept out and everything. It's just crazy. It's like, that is not fun.
Well, me, I'm good. I'm sorry, but no skin allergies, no nothing over here. Not with the skin. Just dry skin. I need to put some lotion on.
I got dry skin in the summertime. Wintertime, my hands get raw.
Oh, my goodness, girl. You got some.
Yeah. That's what I said. And as soon as, like, just now, the weather's changed. As soon as the weather changed, my hands start. You know how you wash your hands and they just get ashy? Mine's get ashy. Then I, right across the knuckles, from washing my hands so much, it'll start, it'll just be raw. Like, it's a mess.
You gotta put some, let me give you some, let me make some cream for you.
You gonna whip something up for me?
Yeah, I'm gonna whip something up on you, but I gotta get my book from my friend. She got my oil book, so I gotta get my book from her so I can whip you up something.
Yeah, I need something, because my hands are just, it's horrible.
Oh my goodness, girl. Get over there. Are you going? Well, I'll talk to you later.
Boy, that was all of a sudden. I'm looking at it too, but you ain't even eased into it. Z looked at that time. She said, okay, gotta go. I looked, I was like, geez, she ain't settled at all.
That's what happened with the woman.
I know.
I kept trying to inch to the door, the engine. He kept talking to
me. Oh my God, we was on a roll.
He talked to me for 45 minutes, and I was like, oh my goodness. Mm. The lawman, I said, oh.
Well, Z said conversation over, y'all. So I guess it's a wrap for this episode.
I got schoolwork.
Okay, don't let us hold you up.
All the school people out there, y'all know the college.
Yeah, I know. They know. Okay. Well, y'all, this was another fun episode with Von and Z. We got to go. You can email us at talkwithvonandz@yahoo.com. The email address will be in the show notes. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And you can reach us on Instagram at Talking with Von and Z. We got to go. We out now.
All right.
All right. You can study it, Z. We talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.